this is going to be so he could run for president in 2020, and we'll get your feelings on that.
Oh, boy.
It is 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. London police say they have detained more people following the London Bridge terror attack, and authorities are asking for the public's help in the ongoing investigation.
Earlier this morning, the Metropolitan Police here in London putting out a statement saying that a huge amount of forensic material has been seized in the raids in the past 2 days, and that police are now trying to determine if the three attackers were working with others. So now a fuller picture of this attack is emerging, but the police still calling on the public to come forward with any information they may have.
Correspondent Alex Marquardt. It's the last full week of campaigning for Virginia's gubernatorial candidates before primary day next Tuesday.
There's no doubt there's more interest this year than there is most years.
University of Mary Washington political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth attributes that to the Trump effect.
Democrats are really frustrated.
With President Trump at a 35% approval rating in Virginia.
People are angry.
Says current Governor Terry McAuliffe.
I mean, we have primaries in seats. We used to have trouble getting a candidate to run.
McAuliffe's Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam's locked in a tight race with former Congressman Tom Perriello. On the GOP side, former RNC Chairman Ed Gillespie's opened a wide lead in most polls. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the district will continue to follow the guidelines of the Paris Climate Change Accord despite President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. from the pact. Bowser will sign an order today reaffirming the city's support for the agreement. Well, soon, police officers in Prince William County will be the latest to get body cameras.
The Prince William County Police did a pilot program with the cameras last fall and have now signed a deal to buy about 500 of them, according to Chief Barry Barnard. But it'll still be a while before the program is completely up and running.
So right after Labor Day, we'll begin the training. Our officers will attend training, and as they complete that training, the day of the training, they will leave with their body-worn camera, and they will begin to use the body-worn camera the next time they come to work.
Chief Barnard says residents can learn more through a social media campaign as well as upcoming community meetings. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Opening arguments are scheduled today in the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby in a suburb of Philadelphia.
Cosby will be in the courtroom, but he will not testify in his defense. His accuser, Andrea Constand, will take the stand. Constand didn't report the incident until a year later. The prosecution will put a psychologist on the stand who will likely testify that this is not out of the ordinary for victims of sexual assault. Steve Kastenbaum at Montgomery County Court in Pennsylvania.
An oral history of Marion Barry's 1978 campaign for mayor of D.C. makes its debut today. They're having a special ceremony at the Wilson Building to launch the oral history archive of video interviews. Officials say they expect the collection will ultimately include interviews with more than 50 people. 50 years ago today, the map of the Middle East changed.
This day in 1967, with its waterways cut off, Israel launches a surprise attack, wiping out the air forces of both Egypt and Syria. And when the Six-Day War is over, Israel is in control of contested lands with Israeli general, later Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, vowing never to hand them over to the Palestinians.
That is part of the land of Israel. And we are going to stay there forever.
50 years later, the lands are still a cause of conflict, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel says the real cause of the stalemate is Palestinian refusal to recognize Israel.
It preceded the settlements by half a century.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,206, the NASDAQ at 6,306. Sports, the Nationals outlast Oakland, the Orioles fall to the Red Sox, WNBA, the Mystics get a win over Atlanta, and the Warriors take a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking talking about people. I mean Wimpy Air Conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free, putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update sponsored by the Newseum. Boy, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway. We are really jammed here with the single car crash. Northbound leaving Riverdale, trying to get into Greenbelt. The crash prior to the Beltway, the culprit. So you need to plan for the extra time. Delays are beginning before you get to 410. Again, on the BW Parkway northbound side. Police were still with the crash on 210. Indian Head Highway, northbound as you come up to Palmer Road, but it looks like lanes have been reopened. 270, a lot of volume here early on, leaving Frederick down toward Urbana and Hyattstown. 66, here we come, in from the west. Leaving Manassas towards Centerville, again pushing just below speed. Nothing reported along the way. Today, the Newseum adds the names of 14 journalists killed in 2016 to its journalist memorial. Join the campaign to raise awareness, hashtag without news. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Arlington, 66 in Damascus, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Newseum. The British Prime Minister calls for tighter reins on the Internet in light of recent terror attacks. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good Monday morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall at 7:05. You know him, you love him. Joe DeGeneva is coming by to talk about all the legal things that we're going to see this week, including that Thursday testimony by James Comey. DeGeneva always has a lot to say about James Comey. Tom Fitton at 7:35. He's the president of Judicial Watch. He's got some more information about classified information that Hillary Clinton swapped in her emails, if you can believe that. And then 8:05, Kathy Henners, she's a terror expert. She's also the founder of Daily Roll Call, and she wants to talk to us this morning about these terror attacks we saw over the weekend, and we're still dealing with the fallout from. Vince Collin is here alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, and right now we want to talk about Joe Biden. Remember Joe Biden? He's had some rough times recently, especially around the election. His son, Beau, passed away from cancer. It was just so heartbreaking. He opted out of the 2016 presidential election. A lot of people wanted him to run. And I think it was, you know, being on the heels of his son passing away, he decided, you know, this isn't my time. And he came out afterwards and did criticize the Democrats after the election for some of the things that they did or did not do. And here he is criticizing the Democrats and what he says they got wrong during the election.
This is the first campaign that I can recall where my party did not talk about what it always stood for, and that is how to maintain a burgeoning middle class. You didn't hear a single solitary sentence in the last campaign about that guy working on the assembly line making $60,000 a year and the wife making $32,000 as a hostess in a restaurant, and they making $90,000. They got two kids and they can't make it, and they're scared.
Well, you did hear a couple sentences on that. but not from the Democratic side of the aisle.
Exactly. So him saying that, there were people saying, well, you know, does he regret running for president? Well, he announced last week the launch of a new political action committee called American Possibilities, which he said is geared towards supporting candidates that have big dreams for the country. And so now it has restoked all those rumors of, gee, will Joe Biden run in 2020? And I'll tell you a little bit more about what he's had to say. But we would like to get your thoughts on that. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Should, if Joe Biden chose to run in 2020, do you think he can win? Because I do. I think he can win. He's likable Uncle Joe. Democrats love him. Republicans like him. My aunt, I love her to death, but she just turned 80 years old, so she was, 78 years old when we were having this discussion, 77, and she said, oh, I wish Joe Biden, she's a Republican, I wish Joe Biden would run. He's so nice. And she thought Donald Trump was rude. He's rude. And, I had to explain to her, you're not having Donald Trump over for dinner, so it's okay. But she had that attitude that I think a lot of people have of, oh, Joe Biden's so nice. And even though he's weird and inappropriate with women, and he's had a lot of Joe Bidenisms, we call them Bidenisms. He's like, oh, Uncle Joe, he can get away with bloody murder. And everybody forgives him on both sides of the aisle. I'm telling you, I think had he run in 2016, he would have won. He would have beaten Donald Trump. Absolutely would have beaten Donald Trump. And I think if he runs in 2020, I think he's got a good shot at winning. Well, what do you think?
Well, Hillary Clinton clearly committed a lot of unforced errors. So a lot of generic Democrats, I think, could have had a lot better showing than Hillary did in the last election. Joe Biden's going to be, I think, coming up on 77 or something when it comes to this next election.
Yeah.
Another thing is that he exists as an old version of what the Democratic Party was, one that cares about the working class. You heard him talk about it in the audio we just played. He cares about, the average blue-collar worker in a sincere way. He cares about income inequality in a sincere way. But these are things that are sort of the Democratic Party of yesteryear. I think there's recognition within the Democratic Party, given the route that they saw in 2016, that they need to reconsider their priorities. But there isn't a whole lot of action on that, because identity politics seems to rule the day. Which is to say, accusations of racism, bigotry, otherism, safe spaces, this nonsense over and over and over and over, is the dominant theme within the Democratic Party for a bunch of reasons. One, it raises money, for sure. And you've seen the Democratic Party raise a tremendous amount of money during the beginning of the Trump administration. But, Joe Biden, here's another one. Joe Biden's pro-life. Joe Biden says abortion's always wrong. Now, he's also said in the context of the Obama administration that, my religion, he's Catholic, says that abortion is wrong, but I'm not going to impose my faith on other people. That was the line he had to toe. Is that a tenable line to toe now in the Democratic Party? I don't think so. You heard Nancy Pelosi a couple of weeks ago voice that she has members of her own family who are pro-life, and there was blowback on that. Just the idea that anyone in the Democratic Party could be pro-life on the abortion question. So Joe Biden, if he ran, I'm not sure he'd have a party to represent. Yes, he's a Democrat. Yes, he's a liberal, believes in bigger government. But does the Democratic Party have some sort of connection with Joe Biden at their core? Less and less so with each passing day.
I can't disagree with anything you just said. 888-630-9625. If Joe runs in 2020, do you see him winning? Because I do. A lot can change between now and then. But I think...
So right now, you see him winning against President Trump's incumbency.
I do. And here's what he... Listen to this. In a statement on the PAC's website, he says, "This is the history of the journey of this country. It's one of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. I believe that as much today as I did when I got elected to the United States Senate as a 29-year-old kid. But we have to remember who we are. At our best, America has always thought big. That's why the negativity, the pettiness, the small-mindedness of our politics today drives me crazy. We're better than this." So What he's saying there wins a lot of Republicans over, a lot, especially middle of the road people who don't vote based on party. He said that he hopes that everyone will have the opportunity to achieve the impossible. It's time to look beyond 24-hour news cycles and 140-character arguments. It's time to treat each other with dignity and respect, not as opponents, but as fellow Americans, because that's what we are. It's very Reagan-esque.
He's tried to walk the line a little bit on Trump. He said in the past he wants to give Donald Trump the chance to lead. But he's also called the president profoundly ignorant. So he's been among the very Democrats who have basically disqualified the president, the current president, on just on sweeping terms. Like, he's profoundly ignorant. For Joe Biden to say that, I think definitely flies in the face of any attempt he's trying to make of reconciling our political parties.
All right, 888-630-9625. Do you think if he runs in 2020, as the rumor is, do you think that Joe Biden can win, or has his moment passed? It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we've been struggling for about an hour on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway leaving Riverdale trying to get to the Beltway. Now, Park Police informing me that that single vehicle that spun out was still blocking a lane. Tow truck is there, but it's a Suburban, one of those huge vehicles. So a lot of activity northbound BW Parkway at the Beltway. But again, the tow truck is there at the scene, so hopefully we can get that cleared. On Interstate 95, Virginia, once you get through Stafford and Aqui, which is our normal backup, hang on. You have an unusual delay into Dumfries, the crash. I'm still looking at it blocking the right lane. Fire truck's still there, so you have two lefts getting by. So between Triangle and Dumfries, a bit of a slowdown. 66, we're bunched up in Manassas inside the Beltway through Falls Church. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Percent tonight, clouds early, some clearing expected later, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Low 66 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, intervals of cloud and clouds and sunshine, a slight chance of a rain shower, a high around 80 tomorrow. Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 72 degrees at 6:16 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Do you think Joe Biden can win in 2020 if he is going to run, as the rumor is? Dr. Jill Biden was on CBS This Morning last week and said Joe is not going away. He loves politics. He loves what he's doing. And he said he would stay involved. And so he set up this pack because he's going to be involved in the midterm elections.
We'll see. Remember, he went first on gay marriage. He was the one who came out in public and supported it and forced the hand of the Obama administration. That was his contribution to the identity politics question.
Yes, he did. 888-630-9625. Brian from Spotsylvania. Good morning, Brian. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. So do you think he would win if he ran in 2020?
Not a chance.
Why?
You got to remember, first of all, I'd like a tip from Joe Biden. You know, where do you find a manufacturing job for $60,000 a year? That's really good money. I've been in manufacturing for four decades, and I haven't made that money since 2006.
Yeah, so he's a little out of touch. Let's admit that.
Okay. Secondly, Joe Biden, as former vice president of the United States, could have stepped in at any moment and got the Democrat Party back online in the right track during Clinton's campaign. He didn't do that. So the guy's a liar, just like the rest of those folks.
Yeah, and he missed his opportunity for sure, Brian, because, you know, remember President Obama was sitting on the sidelines waiting for Joe Biden to make his decision. Biden decided, I'm not doing it. I'm going to give the space to Hillary, and look at what we have now.
Absolutely. Brian, thank you so much for the call. I wonder, though, if he really could have jumped in, especially with the email scandal and everything else that was going on. I don't know if Joe Biden could have jumped in because she was the heir apparent. And look at the lengths the DNC went to give her the nomination.
Big, and they were all exposed in the emails. All of the this idea that all the superdelegates were already wedded to Hillary Clinton, that Bernie Sanders had like a mountainous climb in order to even get anywhere within spitting distance. It was always Hillary's race, always from the beginning, because the game was rigged.
Oh, absolutely. John from Fredericksburg. John, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Can he win?
Good morning. Look, Joe Biden, just like every other Democratic leader, is a nasty lying hack, and he's been a politician his whole life, just like Chuck Schumer. They've never held a real job in their life. They pretend like they know anything about the working man, and they don't. It's just ridiculous.
All of that may be true. But that doesn't mean that he's not adorable and likable and Uncle Joe.
Right, but if Trump is successful with the tax cuts and especially the health care thing, the Democrats are done. So...
Yeah,
it's a good point, and a lot can change between now and 2020. John, thank you so much.
And the Democrats don't want two guys who are competing for the working class being the race, the general election race, because it doesn't help them in any way to shore up the back end on on this identity politics thing. They want all of the energy to come from their identity politics bases as much as possible. And if they've got Joe Biden running on the blue collar question, they're not focusing enough on that. And I just Joe Biden. I think he does. I think he has a real uphill battle here. And, you know, you mentioned he was a hack. I agree with that. He is. He's a party man, for sure. He's always. This is why he stepped aside to let Hillary run. He's always had the concerns of the Democratic Party more at heart than any sort of ideological rigor.
Yeah, he's been in politics since he was 29 years old. That point is well taken, that he doesn't know. He's so out of touch with the average person in the life that we lead. 888-630-9625 888-630-WMAL. Phil in Fredericksburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Phil, can he win?
He cannot win, and the reason he can't win is because once the stress of the campaign starts, he's going to fall apart. People don't understand that President Trump set a new bar for being able to take stress, gobble it up like stress Wheaties, and win an election. So, you know, once you get Biden out there and the pressure starts getting to him, he's going to start saying things that you're going to be like going, what?
No question.
So, no, he can't win.
No question. Great point, Phil. This is the old Uncle Joe scenario, which is that you put him out in front of a microphone, eventually he's going to say something everyone's scratching their head about or complaining about or demanding an apology for. He upset the Democratic Party when he suggested taking a shotgun out to your porch and firing it off into the air. Just lay that shotgun right on the edge of your deck and just fire it off.
You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use. And, in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
Yep. And boy, was there blowback on that. That's Uncle Joe for you. So that part of it comes with the two. Not a lot of people are doing what Trump did, which was he would go and rally all campaign all day and then fly right back to New York at night to sleep in his bed.
And he's also had health problems that we know about, two brain surgeries, two aneurysms.
Yes.
And I don't know if that plays into it. I don't know enough about.
Worth considering for a presidential candidate, for sure.
Absolutely. 622 on WMAL.
As Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Hi, Mary Walter here. Well, I have to tell you, I slept so well last night, and it's all because of our new mattress from Mattress Warehouse. My husband and I went to Mattress Warehouse, and we did the bed match. It's so totally cool, because you walk in, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to delay on all these mattresses to figure this out. Not anymore. It takes about 3 minutes. It will literally save you hours. It gave us a list of six matches of the perfect mattresses for us. We tried a few of them, and Roy, who is the best salesperson ever, started making his own suggestions for us, and he gave us some great information, great advice, and we learned a lot from Roy. The most common mistake people make when they buy a mattress is, oh, in order for it to be supportive, it has to be hard. Well, that's not true. Another piece of wisdom from Roy. Too many people focus on buying a mattress instead of the right mattress. Why? Because you want to get the heck out of there because you spent hours. Well, not with Bedmatch. At Mattress Warehouse, there's a mattress for everyone. Their professional sales staff can find a mattress for any type of sleeper that is comfortable, it's supportive, and affordable. So if you're not getting the best overall sleep experience, you have to go to Mattress Warehouse. Try the Bedmatch using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. Go to sleephappens.com to find a location near you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain. missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And good morning.
Good morning. Couple obstacles. And right now heading through Triangle, Virginia, northbound Interstate 95. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. It's the crash still along the right side. See a lot of activity. Fire truck's still there. Right lane blocked. Northbound 95 Triangle to Dumfries with these unusual delays. Once you get through there, you'll hit a little bit of volume heading up into Woodbridge, but then pretty decent through to the Beltway beyond. On 210 Indian Head Highway northbound, the crash had been at Palmer Road out of the travel lanes. Still see a little bit of activity. And finally, here we go on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the Suburban that spun out northbound BW Parkway prior to the Beltway. It was there for over an hour, has finally been towed away. So we're starting to see some relief out of Riverdale and heading up through to the Capitol Beltway. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero. Anytime you park downtown, the first time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in, and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 72 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
Al Gore, speaking of vice presidents, Al Gore made the rounds on all the Sunday shows yesterday because he's worried about the disaster that's being wreaked upon the climate by the Trump administration. At least one of those hosts, Chris Wallace, challenged Al Gore on something that's been a central tenet of his, which is that the planet was supposed to already be dead by now. Let's hear that audio.
You said unless we took, quote, drastic measures, the world would reach a point of no return within 10 years, and you called it a true planetary emergency. We're 11 years later.
No.
Weren't you wrong?
Well, we have seen a decline in emissions on a global basis. For the first time, they've stabilized and started to decline. So some of the responses of the last 10 years have helped. But unfortunately and regrettably, a lot of serious damage has been done. Greenland, for example, is losing 1 cubic kilometer of ice every single day. I went down to Miami and saw fish from the ocean swimming in the streets on a sunny day. The same thing was true in Honolulu just 2 days ago, just from high tides because of the sea level rise now. We are going to suffer some of these consequences, but we can limit and avoid the most catastrophic consequences if we accelerate the pace of change that's now beginning.
So there you go. The world's not dead, but he's seeing fish in the streets.
I just want to know if he walked there or did he take a private jet?
Yeah, he's flying over the fish in his private jet.
It is now 6:28 at WMAL.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started 3 successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for Governor.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite
is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite. Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
And coming up on WMAL, we will talk about Megyn Kelly's return to the airwaves and her very first interview with Vladimir Putin. That is a pretty good get. And we'll tell you what they talked about. It is now 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The investigation into the Saturday London Bridge terror attack is widening.
While yesterday authorities were giving the message that they did not believe there was any larger network beyond the three attackers who were killed, today we've seen them grow that language back a little bit and say that they are working hard to investigate and ensure that there is no larger network. They know who the attackers are, but so far police have not publicly identified the three assailants.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates have broken off relations with Qatar in the worst diplomatic crisis to hit Gulf Arab states in decades. Those four nations accuse Qatar of supporting terrorism and destabilizing the region. Qatar has rejected the accusations, calling them unjustified and baseless. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is going to sign an order today recommitting the district to the principles of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. In a statement, city officials say the mayor's order will, quote, renew the district's commitment to the historic agreement to reduce global carbon emissions. It's one of the most anticipated trials of the year, and it starts today. Bill Cosby will be in court outside Philadelphia to answer charges of aggravated indecent assault in a case that dates back more than a decade.
The jury will hear from Cosby through a previously sealed deposition from the civil case in which he admitted to obtaining powerful sedatives to give to women he wanted to have sex with. But in the courtroom, Cosby himself, who's denied the allegations, will not likely be heard from at all.
Correspondent Scott McClain. And in a ceremony at the Wilson Building today, officials will debut a new oral history archive of Marion Barry's successful 1978 campaign for mayor. Barry won that race and went on to serve a total of four terms as D.C. mayor. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21206, the Nasdaq at 6306. Sports, the Nats win, the O's lose, WNBA, the Mystics win, NBA Finals, Golden State takes Game 2. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Largo and Reston Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Want to undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda? Don't count on Ed Gillespie. Ed Gillespie's an insider K Street lobbyist, losing candidate and failed party boss. Gillespie doesn't support President Trump, but Gillespie says towns have a right to be sanctuary cities, force transgender bathrooms, and take down Robert E. Lee. Ed Gillespie supports illegal alien amnesty, and Gillespie even said he'd veto a ban on late-term abortions. On our our side, Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. Tax cutter. Tough on illegals. Pro-jobs. Pro-life. Pro-Trump. Winner. Five times in a blue county. Others promise, Corey Stewart gets it done.
I'm Corey Stewart. Ed Gillespie won't undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda. I will. My record of cutting taxes and standing up to illegal aliens speaks for itself. I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and I met Dirk over at EMP 180. We have something in common. We both met our empowered weight, thanks to them, and we're talking about our experiences. I like to research everything. I read all the stuff, and it all makes scientific sense, why it works.
And our very first appointment, that was sort of getting them to pass, getting us to accept the program, how your body works, the chemical dependencies and so forth. That's actually what sold me on the program. And it's data heavy, as you know. Every week, you get a whole string of data about your body.
Yeah, even, I don't know about you, but there were a couple of weeks where I would gain a pound or two, but it turned out I was gaining muscle. Lost fat. Yeah. I was actually in better shape.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that kind of support, if you don't have that analysis, you just check a bathroom scale. It's like, oh, man, I gained weight. This is terrible.
No, exactly. That's why it works.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we go, Virginia. Interstate 95. Better news. The crash cleared out of the travel lanes trying to get through Triangle into Dumfries. Now, still see some activity along the right, again, shoulder, but you can get through. Watch for this unusual backup, but again, some improvement on the way. 66 as you head through Manassas to Centerville, below speed out of Manassas Park. It's just been about the stop and go on 28, getting through those signal lights, pushing up toward I-66. As for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the delays northbound inside the Beltway have cleared now that the car that spun out has been cleared. Gives us a little bit of volume now northbound in Greenbelt as the traffic filters north, and a little bit of volume coming off of that outer loop stretch of the Beltway. So just be prepared there. And coming off of 95, slowing to merge into Silver Spring over toward George Avenue, just with that early morning commute volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in, and eventually we'll get some drier weather in here as we look on through the daytime hours tomorrow. But a lot of cloud in this morning and mild this afternoon, not as warm as yesterday. 76 and some scattered showers, maybe a few thunderstorms. Clearing later tonight with an isolated shower thunderstorm early, 66. Maybe a rain shower tomorrow, otherwise cloud, sunshine, and near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Springfield, 65 in Rockville, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:07. It is 6:37. Sorry about that. It's 6:37 on this Monday morning on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. See, that's how you know it's Monday. I don't even know what time it is. Joining us at 7:05, Joe DeGeneva is here, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. We'll talk to him about Comey's impending testimony and the Supreme Court rule on the travel stay. At 7:35, Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch is here. Guess what? They found more emails. We'll tell you what's in them. Well, he will. And at 8:05, Kathy Hinners. She is a terror expert and founder of DailyRollCall.com. We'll talk about those London terror attacks. I am Mary Walters, sitting alongside Vince Colonnace.
By the way, very eager to talk to Joe DeGeneva. I just want to share this real quickly. The president tweeting two things just a few moments ago. He says, people, the lawyers, and the courts can call it whatever they want, but I'm calling it what we need and what it is, a travel ban.
Oh, God.
The Justice Department should have stayed with the original travel ban, not the watered-down, politically correct version that they submitted to the Supreme Court. The president coming in hot this morning, making sure to kick that hornet's nest over and over and over. We'll be talking about that with Joe DeGeneva and a lot more. But first, let's talk about the president's supposed colluder and or nemesis, which is Vladimir Putin. Sat down with Megyn Kelly this past week for an exclusive interview, Megyn beginning her NBC show last night. And she sat down with Russia's president and it was a quick interview. I watched it kind of in hopes that it was going to be very revelatory. There wasn't a lot to it. I think the interview itself lasted some 10 minutes or so on the show, and that was it. But during that conversation, Megan asked about whether or not Vladimir Putin had gone back to speak to his ambassador, Kislyak, here in the United States, about what was in the discussions with Jared Kushner. Mary, you remember these stories that we saw last week, that Jared Kushner had sought to set up some sort of back channel of communication via the embassy and in his conversations with the Russian ambassador to the United States. And there was much ado about this. And now Megyn Kelly asking Vladimir Putin about those discussions. Let's listen into this.
Have you gone back to speak with the ambassador about what was in those discussions he had with Jared Kushner, with anybody else from the Trump campaign?
No.
Never?
No, I haven't.
Aren't you interested?
No, because had there been anything significant, he would have reported it to the minister. The minister would have reported it to me. There weren't even any reports. There's nothing to even talk about. There wasn't even any kind of specific discussion about sanctions or anything else. For me, this is just amazing. You created a sensation out of nothing. And out of the sensation, you turned it into a weapon of war against the current president. Well, this is, you know, you people are so creative over there. Good job. Your lives must be boring.
Your lives must be boring. This is Vladimir Putin. As much as I wanted to derive joy from Vladimir Putin saying that, and this is not just an indictment of Megyn Kelly, it's an indictment of the American media, it's hard for me to be like, yes, stick it to him, Vladimir, because it's Vladimir Putin. The guy runs Russia. And it's, as you're listening to this, all you're thinking is like, okay, he's either telling the truth or he's just trolling the American media.
He just threw so much shade at the American media. It was fantastic. And listen, if anybody knows about censorship and how to play the media, right, and put something out there, it's Vladimir Putin. And when he's congratulating you on your fake media, you know you've made the varsity team.
But I'm with Megan here in the sense that I have no belief at all that he doesn't know what the conversations between Kislyak and Kushner were, right? I mean, as soon as this became an international story, if he hadn't known before, at that point he's got to ask a couple questions like, you know, give me details before I go and sit down with Megyn Kelly. It'd be worth me knowing the answers to these questions. But at this point, he's pretending like nothing has happened. He hasn't had no conversation at all. Now, speaking of relationships, it's often been alleged that, of course, that Vladimir Putin has some sort of relationship with President Trump, that President Trump has financial interests in Russia that make all of this this alleged collusion possible and certainly feasible, something like that. Here's Megan asking the president of Russia about that.
There have been questions in America about Donald Trump's finances. He hasn't released his tax returns. There have been questions about this secret Russian dossier, which he says is fake, but which purports to have blackmail information in it generated by the Russians. There have been questions about the communications between the Kremlin and the Trump campaign, all of which has Americans asking, do you have something damaging on our president?
Well, this is just another load of nonsense. Where would we get this information from? Why did we have some special relationship with him? We didn't have any relationship at all. There was a time when he used to come to Moscow, but you know, I never met with him. We have a lot of Americans who visit us. Right now, I think we have representatives from 100 American companies that have come to Russia. Do you think we're gathering compromising information on all of them right now or something? Have you all lost your senses over there?
So again, just like nailing the American press, being like, you guys have lost your senses. Like, good for you. You've made up all these stories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And again, I take no joy in Vladimir Putin saying this stuff, but, you know, he's joining the chorus of people attacking the fake news in the United States.
Yeah, I just thought that I love it because you don't know if it's true, if it's not true. He's saying it with a little smirk on his face, so you just have to wonder. But I just love that he totally trolled them. It is 6:43 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at more than 20 offices all across Northern Virginia. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buy one, get one 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout June, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy five, get five 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. CS for financing, payment, and buy one, get one 25% off details.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology in everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
6:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we've been a little bit busy trying to get through Triangle and Dumfries, and that's due to the crash now to the shoulder. So I know once, if you're coming out of Stafford, once you get past 610 Aquia, normally sailing along until the Occoquan. But again, extra volume, extra time needed. Triangle to Dumfries crash now cleared, though. On to the inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale. We're bunched up just after Braddock Road, heading toward the Little River Turnpike. 66, lots of volume. We've been doing a double, triple check here. Don't see anything in the way, but heading through Manassas and towards Centerville, very slow. Also, Route 7 commuters coming inbound. Do watch as you make your trip past Tolston Road. That's where I'm seeing the heavy volume focused in that stretch. 270, it's just been about the stop and go, Urbana and Hyattstown, and to the Wilson Bridge. Starting to see those backups now before you get to 210 Maryland into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in, and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're sitting at 72 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
Okay, Mary, I mentioned a few minutes ago that the President of the United States is tweeting this morning. Surprise, surprise, but he's coming in hot on a Monday. A couple tweets from the president, and I want to get to all of them real briefly here, and we can discuss. First off, 22 minutes ago, tweeting, people, the lawyers, and the courts can call it whatever they want, but I'm calling it what we need and what it is, a travel ban, he says, in all capital letters. Of course, some contention that he shouldn't have used the word ban in tweets. He's standing by it. Additionally, he tweets, the Justice Department should have stayed with the original travel ban, which, by the way, was 7 Muslim-majority countries. Then it was changed to 6. Not the watered-down, politically correct version they submitted to Supreme Court. This one's an interesting tweet, mostly because he's saying the Justice Department erred in changing up the travel ban. So I don't know how Jeff Sessions is going to respond to something like that, or whether or not he will at all. Additionally, Trump tweets 10 minutes ago now, the Justice Department should ask for an expedited hearing of the watered-down travel ban before the Supreme Court and seek a much tougher version. And finally, the President of the United States tweeting 4 minutes ago now, in any event, we are extreme vetting people coming into the United States in order to help keep our country safe. The courts are slow and political. Well, no question on that last front. The president has faced a political uphill battle in the courts, especially because the courts who have considered and barred his travel moratorium from taking place have done so on the foundation of what he said during the campaign. They haven't relied on the plain text of the order. They've also included what he was saying during the campaign about needing to place a Muslim ban. You'll recall that that was the phrase he used back then. It was a Muslim ban. And they're using that as evidence to support that this moratorium on travel into the United States from, again, six Muslim-majority countries is no good and shouldn't work. That's why it's now being pushed before the Supreme Court.
Yet I remember in arguments, it may not have taken place in the courtroom. I thought it did during the last court that ruled that this was, you know, unconstitutional. The question was asked, if Hillary Clinton or another politician had made this wanted the same ban, you would say it was constitutional. Yes.
Yes.
Based on the fact of what he said during the debate.
Yeah.
It's
that seems
amazing.
A little unfair.
Just a tad, but they're going to expedite this, so we should get a ruling on this a lot quicker than we thought, which will be really good and very much needed. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It's a good time for Retirement Snapshot. That would be my main piece of advice. If you're a federal employee, if you're a little bit uncertain, get a federal benefits review, see how that works towards retirement, and really make sure that you're knowledgeable on your choices, just in case you do retire earlier than you thought, or just in case any changes are needed in the future.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell, or online at wintertroxell.com.
If online dating is turning you off, let us introduce you to It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles.
Getting to know my clients is the most important part of what we do and why we're so successful.
Let someone else do the legwork. All you have to do is show up and have a great time.
We bring a more successful way of dating to the table.
And to celebrate making sparks fly for over a quarter of a century, new IJL members will receive a special offer during the month of June. Call or text 202-466-6699.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning to you. All major indexes finished at record highs on Friday, but futures are lower on this Monday morning, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. After the London terror attack over the weekend, markets are lower in Europe. They're also lower in Asia right now. Crude oil is trading slightly higher. President Trump will stand with airline executives today at the White House, calling for privatizing the nation's air traffic control system. Right now, the FAA runs that. They say this would speed up tech improvements, moving from radar and voice communication with planes to digital and satellite navigation. Apple may announce a Siri smart speaker for the home today. At its worldwide developer conference that's on this week in San Jose, it's fallen behind products like Amazon Echo and Google Home. Wonder Woman had the biggest opening ever for a female director, making more than $100 million at the box office over the weekend. It was the number one movie. Captain Underpants was number two. Disney's Pirates 5 was third. Guardians was fourth. Baywatch came in fifth. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
So Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, right? But how's your house looking? Are your carpets clean, or do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt, mud, and traffic marks, or smell bad odors? Larry O'Connor here, and I have the easy solution. Just call Zero Res. Zero Res, they're the company I use to have my carpets and couches deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh again. Zero Res is the best. I can't recommend them enough. Zero Res brings all their own equipment, including their empowered water system, and it's a clean that dries in just a few hours. Zero Res is locally owned and operated by Lindsay and Louis Padilla. They're great. I know them, and I promise you they care about customer delight. They've just given me a special offer for WMAO listeners, a carpet cleaning for just $54 per room. Plus, for a limited time, get 50% off any upholstery cleaning. Minimums apply. Don't wait. Book now. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. One more time. 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdc.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
6:55 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, it's first on the fives. We go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Monday morning, here we go. Interstate 95 Virginia. It's been a little bit of a struggle, but the crash has been up to the shoulder now. North as you head through Triangle and Dumfries, slower than usual again because of the crash. Again, out of the roadway, but still waiting to completely clear. Beyond into Woodbridge, a little bit of stop and go as well. 395, just a brief delay in Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. Let's get you across the American Legion Bridge, and it is a great time to get going. No delays either direction across the Legion Bridge. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, though, out of Maryland. Your backup's near St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dew points will start coming down, means humidity will come down along with temperatures. 76 today, so not too much further from where we are this morning. And a few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, mainly as the day goes on into the afternoon. Slight chance of a shower, thunderstorm early tonight, then we'll clear 66. Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, just a passing shower, 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL. Me a good food truck. I love food trucks. I think you can get fantastic food at food trucks. There's dessert trucks. There's food trucks for everything. Everything you can possibly imagine.
Yes.
There are food trucks. And here in Washington, D.C., there is a very special food truck.
Very special.
It's a food truck that has no food. It is run by Oxfam America, and it's called the Famine Food Truck. It's red, and on the side of it, it says Famine Food Truck. So you kind of have a hint as to what you're getting, because I have to tell you, if I wait in line, go, hey, there's a new food truck, and I wait in line, and I get up there, and instead they hand me a box that doesn't have food in it, but has literature in it, leaflets that have information about the money that's currently spent on helping people in impoverished countries and how much it's going to these poor impoverished people who have no food are going to be hurt by our new budget because we won't be giving them as much money. I'm seriously, there's going to be violence if that happens to me.
Next to imposing famine on a society, this is about the worst thing you could do to somebody.
This doesn't make me want to give to your cause at all, right?
In D.C., I already sort of have a limbo approach to like things like the Human Rights Campaign, Planned Parenthood, all the various literature hander-outers that will exist on the street. And they'll be like, hey, do you have a minute for it? Nope. And I'll just bend backwards, and I'll go right under their arm. Even the Street Sense guy, at least I say hi to him. Street Sense, I'm like, hey, how you doing? But they don't force it on you as much as help the homeless help themselves. But with the food trucks, you're going out there for a pretty specific purpose. And the last thing you want when you're hangry, which is a word in 2017, is to be presented with literature at the front of a line where you're assuming that you have a chance of food. If you call your truck the famine food truck, it better be because you're trying to cure my famine, not give me one.
It's all in the marketing. And here's the other thing. The first thing I thought of is, if I've given money to Oxfam because I want to help feed people who are starving, and that money is instead going to get this food truck, paint it, make it, you know, the whole bit, and then for these pamphlets and everything else and the containers that they put it in that look like food containers, I would be really upset because that's not why I donated.
What if you're another food truck? This truck is taking up a valuable parking space on Farragut Square or wherever it is that you go into 10 food trucks. And you're looking around and you're saying, what are my options today? Oh, there's an entire truck dedicated to just hogging that parking space. I mean, that's another food, and another food truck, they very well could have that business.
Absolutely.
Any day of the week, I'd be praying that Chick-fil-A was the red truck and not the famine food truck.
And if you would like to follow the famine food truck, it's hashtag famine food truck on Twitter, and they will be taking the food truck out of Washington, D.C., and they will be taking it to different cities to help raise awareness.
Oh, I can't wait to follow them.
And annoy people in other cities. Coming up on WMAL.
Well, Joe DeGeneva is going to swing by, which means a lot of legal analysis that we all want to hear. It'll make us all smarter.
And our friend Tom Fitton will be here. He just keeps finding all these Hillary Clinton emails. I don't know where he's finding them, but apparently he's doing something that no one else in the government